Warning, the following program may contain gratuitous amounts of
Bustin' makes me feel good.
Hello, everybody. And by the sound of that techno song of dancing, that's basically just the same line from Ghostbusters over and over again, that must mean one thing. That's right. It's time for the one, the only, Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. And I'm your host, Dr. Novella, here to provide you with the best in novelty music and news. So, hey, everybody, it's election night. So, you know, I'm guessing you're all expecting to be all like political and stuff. Well, you know what? You know, you got your like your CNNs and your Fox Newses and your NBCs and all this kind of, you don't need the weird dude with the strange taste in music to tell you about politics. And that's all I really have to say about that. Except, no, because I actually do have more. Just now, because humor, you know, especially satire, has a long hatemanship with politics. We've probably had political humor for as long as we've had politics. So, you know, and I'm not one who likes to start an argument. You know, I like to think I'm pretty chill about things. You know, I like politics. You know, it's not that I don't like. I like this stuff. I find it quite interesting, personally. But and as my history teachers can tell you, I do love the sound of my voice. However, I try to keep politics out of my conversation with people, unless it involves politics. You know, the way I see it, you know, I just don't like being angry, which is usually how political discussions end. And I bet the other person doesn't feel like it either. You know, I mean, you get me into a figurative corner, and yeah, I'll get all social justice liberal on you. But I don't go out looking for a fight. Like I know people who do that. And they're not always the most fun to be around. And this is from both sides. It's stuff like this. There's to pick a fight and win and all this kind of stuff. You know, this is why nothing ever gets done in Congress. And if you think it's just America, it's not. You know, you go to India's parliament and they'll be getting into fist fights. You know, the America in the years leading up to the Civil War, congressmen would be beating each other with canes. So, and that's just not me. But I'm getting sidetracked. It's election day. It's November 6th. You should do something. Some kind of political song. You know, it's not exactly easy picking song without worrying about people getting angry. So I figured if I'm going to play a political song, I should go for the best. And who better than Jib Jab? You know, Jib Jab, for those of you who've somehow never heard of them, they are a website, the best known today for their e-cards they make for various occasions and people. And their most popular one being the Starring You, I believe is what it's called, where you take the image of your face and you put it into their little models so it looks like it's you or the other person in the card. It's quite funny. It's nice. But before that, they were best known for their songs and the animations they made for them. Their first big hit was in 2004. They used the pictures of Bush and Kerry to do a parody of This Land. They did a few music videos for Weird Al, all that good stuff. So, here it is, Jib Jab's 2009, the first satirical song of Obama himself. Here it is. It's Barack Obama, and he's come to save the day.
Darkness had descended all across the land. A lone voice in the distance uttered, "Yes, we can." He gave good speeches, never sweat. He was real good at the internet. He's Barack Obama, he's come to save the day. He passed a major stimulus for the bourgeois. Then said he'd have the deficit. He, ha ha, stop unemployment, money dives, fix healthcare in his spare time. He's Barack Obama, he's come to save the day. His superpowers to win in Iraq. Then Kung Fu Chow, the Taliban. Ka-chow, ka-chow. Our image in the world, he'll mend. Then make the Jews and Arabs friends. He's Barack Obama. He's come to save the day.
Sir, we've got a situation. Pirates.
We'll be right back. news, go to space. I'm your robot, hit the face. Stop the train, rest the man. Smoke a bunch, we don't care.
Alrighty. And with that, it is now time for our first piece of novelty news, where I find articles from around the world to help you see just how silly the world can be. So, our first story comes from the wild and mystic lands of New Zealand, where the airliner, the Air New Zealand, recently released a safety movie using characters from The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings as a celebration of the upcoming Hobbit film that's coming in December. Now, I like this idea. You know, the New Zealand figured out how to actually get people to visit their country. Because, what is there really there to see besides sheep? You know, majority of people who visit New Zealand these days, I like to think, unless they're like family or stuff, it's probably just so they could see the stuff about the Lord of the Rings. And trust me, I've looked it up. These guys are, New Zealand is very serious about the fact that they shoot the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit movies there. Yeah. They know. They put all this stuff up. They're going to get all the tourists and all the cash. You know, these guys know what they're doing, like I said. It's like a few years ago, an article about people in Detroit. They were trying to pension for a RoboCop statue in the city. You know, why not? I'd go to Detroit to see that. You know, rather see that than go see the Lions. Sorry for any of those Lions fans there. So, you know, if New Zealand can erect a 42-foot statue of Golem in their capital, and I'm not kidding here, then I don't see why other places can't take advantage of their place in pop culture history. So, for any of you who are new, the rumors are true. I do indeed have a Facebook page. We can go on and search my name, you know, the Dr. Novella, Novella, you know, like the page and join in all the fun. You know, sometimes I'll post funny things. You guys can post funny things. Any comments you have about the show. All sorts of stuff. But most importantly, right before each break, I ask a question. And after break, if I like your answer, I'll read it on the show. It's like being famous, but not. So, here's what we're doing here. Normally, my question would involve, like, the article or what I read. But this time, we got something different. Through the past few weeks, in my radio class, if you don't know the radio station, it's actually a class, like, you go to and stuff. And we've been working on an assignment, which I didn't technically have to do because I'm not actually a part because I signed up too late. But that's another story for another time. The point is, we made these using the Adobe Audition programs. We made these little. I made a little commercial that people I'd send to the other DJs that they can play during their breaks to help spread the word of Novella. So, I figured before I go and send this out to people, I want to see what my own fans think of it. So I'm gonna play the commercial I made, and at the end of the break, And what I want to know is what you guys think of it, wherever you like it, what needs work, you know, or if it's like, you know, this is good, send it out to people, it's great. So I can't wait to hear from you guys. I worked really hard on this. And with that, we will be right back here on Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, here on radio.dominican.edu.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. The moss, well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. Tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done.
Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. You're watching Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. If any of you are not currently looking on the Facebook page and didn't see the thing I just posted, yeah, despite working previously, my file decided to go derp on me. So, it's gonna have to wait. Lovely. Anywho, I did post something there. However, another alternate question was the what kind of pop culture monument would you guys want to see? So we have one. So let's hear from Garrett, who thinks we should have an interactive Darth Vader statue. Now that seems interesting, though. I'm not exactly sure what you mean by interactive. Do you mean like, do you press buttons and it says things? Or is it like he has his hand out? Or he makes his hand rise, and so, like, you take the pictures where it looks like he's choking you? You know, either one of those would be amazing, but you got to be clear on this stuff. You know, when you're pensioning cities, your plan, you can't just be like, oh, it's an interactive Darth Vader thing. They're going to be like, well, we got to know this stuff before you handle you large piles of cash. But besides, I'm liking where you're going from here. It just needs a little detail, you know. Little detail. So, in other news, quick word of the announcement for Dominican. If any students happen to be listening, I don't actually know because I don't have access to such things like how many people are listening in and all that. However, in the case that there is actually someone listening from Dominican, if you've not heard the news yet, starting tomorrow at 1, the Dominican will be participating in a week-long the game called Assassins. Now the idea is that the students sign up and go on the website and all that. And the idea is you give yourself an atlas, like a code name, and then you're given a target, so you gotta take this person out. And we have these clothespins, and you have to get the clothespin on them without being caught doing it. So you have to use the most sneakiest assassin around. You know, there's a whole bunch of wonderful rules you can look up if you're interested. There is a $1 fee, but the person running it is going to pay. They're looking for at least 30 people from the school, and they currently have 23 players. So you guys come in, tell your friends about this game. If you are interested, you go to Lori Young from the Department of the School Living, Student Living, something like that. Go to Lori Young, and there she'll give you the paper you need, give you a link to the website to sign up. You say it starts tomorrow at 1 p.m. Hope we get some more guys. This looks like a really awesome event, and it'd be cool if we get a lot of Dominican students to do it. Alrighty. Before we go to our next song, we have another reply from the Garrett. Let's see what he says. Where are you, Garrett? Where are you? Oh, here it is. So to clarify Garrett's position, so it talks to you and moves appropriately with his dialogue. Okay, that's pretty cool. Though, I'd say that'd probably be better in like an amusement park. Yeah, I've seen stuff like that before with other characters, but I'm getting ahead of myself here. It's time for our next piece of novelty music. So, for this, we're going to go back to the wonderful world of Weird Al Yankovic. So, for any of you who don't know about him, Weird Al is a popular novelty act. He's been playing the novelty music and parodies of popular songs and the stuff he's made up on his own for like almost 40 years. The guy has been at it for a while. And one of the things that he does, it's kind of a tradition for each of his albums, is he includes what he calls a polka, where he takes a bunch of songs, like different choruses of a song, and plays them one after another while with a polka tune. So he just gets all these popular songs, sings the choruses or whatever. It's quite interesting. And so, we're going to give you the one from his latest album, Alpocalypse, which was released in 2011. So here it is, Weird Al Yankovic's Polka Face.
Read of my polka face.
She's got to love nobody.
Can't read mine. No, he can't read of my polka face.
She's got to love nobody.
Pa 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 polka face, pa pa polka face.
Ma, 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 ma.
Pa 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 polka face, pa pa polka face.
Hey!
Womanizer, woman, womanizer, you're a womanizer.
Oh, womanizer,
oh, you're a womanizer, baby.
You are.
You are.
Womanizer.
Boy, don't try to front. I know just what you are. Boy, don't try to front. I know just what you are. You say I'm crazy. I've got your crazy. You're nothing but a womanizer. You spin my head right round when you go down, when you go down, down.
You spin my head
right round when you go down, when you go down.
Hey!
Day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night.
Day and night.
The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night.
At night.
It's a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now.
know how I can do without.
I just need you now.
And I was like, baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. I thought you'd always be mine.
So, so what? I'm still a rock star. I've got my rock moves, and I don't need you. And guess what? I'm having more fun. And now that we're done, I'm gonna show you tonight. I'm alright, I'm just fine. And you're a tool. So, so what? I am a rock star. I've got my rock moves, and I don't want you tonight.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it.
I hope my boyfriend don't mind it.
It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it.
I liked it.
And I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, cause everything is never as it seems. Blame it on the goose, got you feeling loose. Blame it on the throne, got you in the zone. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the vodka, blame it on the Henny. Blame it on the blue tag, got you feeling dizzy. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Shouties like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay. Stuck on replay, stuck on replay. Replay, replay, ay-ay-ay-ay. Baby, are you down, 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 down? Baby, are you down? I'm only gonna break, break your heart. I'm only gonna break your heart. I'm only gonna break your heart. I'm only gonna break your heart. See the sunlight, tick-tock on the clock, but the polka don't stop.
No!
Yodel-o-lee, yodel-o-lee.
Pa-pa-pa-polka face, pa-pa-polka face.
Pa-pa-pa-polka face, pa-pa-polka face.
Oh no, you can't read my
pa-pa-polka face. Talk about my polka face, pa-pa-pa-polka face.
Alrighty, welcome back everyone. So, with that, it's time once again to move on to our next piece of novelty news, where I find articles from around the world to help show you just how silly the world can be. So our next trip through the magical wonderland of hilarity and stupidity and all that kind of fun awesome stuff helps to the wee lands of Scotland. Aye, so what'd be happening here? Well, so this is based in the city of Edinburgh. Edinburgh, sorry. Forgive my Scottish. It's probably a shame considering I'm part Scottish. Oh my god, that was... words. I can speak them. Anyways, so in Edinburgh, in Scotland... So they were having a fireworks display, and this is like what you see in like a sitcom or something, but one of the rockets misfired and ricocheted into a box of undetonated fireworks, setting the rest of them off all at once. For the most part, no one was hurt. There was one girl who suffered a minor burn to the side of her face. She was taken to the hospital. Our prayers and all that stuff to her. She should hopefully be okay. I'm a man. You just see that? Like, you go, you're like, oh, yay, fireworks. Why is it going down? And of all the places to hit, it hits the $3,200 the box full of fireworks. It's like, that's like something you see in a Donald Duck cartoon. They're going, wah, 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 wah. Oh, that's a horrible duck. Yeah, that sounds a little better. Anyways, he does that. And the fireworks is just like, nope. Blows everything up all at once. He's just like, and then like some trombone music goes. And it's like, wah, wah, wah. It's hilarious, man. Well, not because someone got hurt, but besides that. So, before we go on to our next break, the for any of you who are new, so you know I do indeed have a Facebook page. You just go to Facebook, type in Dr. Novella, Novella. There you look me up, like the page. Sometimes I'll post funny things on there. You guys can too. What's one big commentapalooza? So, with this, I like to ask questions for you guys to answer on the Facebook page during break. And if I like what you got to say, I'll read it out loud on the show. So, it's kind of like being famous, but not. Oh, man. We got to do better this time. You know, the little fiasco with the file messing up. We got to do better this time. By that, it means there's no file this time, so it's all good. So, what I want to know is this is a tough one. I don't know. See, I'm so demoralized. No, we gotta stay strong. Stay strong, Zachary. Let the wonderfulness abode you. Okay, so what I want to know is, what's the worst case, the most crazy, zaniest incident involving fireworks can you think of? So repeat, name the weirdest, whack, craziest incident involving fireworks you can think of. It doesn't have to be real or actually happen, fake, whatever. I want to know. So with that, we will be right back here on Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, here on radio.dominican.edu.
I let it fall.
Fire to the rain. threatens everyone. They
Alrighty. Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, here on radio.dominican.edu. And I am, of course, Dr. Novella, your host. So let's get some answers to my question, which, of course, for those of you who weren't here to know it, was I wanted to hear was wackiest, craziest idea that involved fireworks. So We got three answers here. So first we got one from Diane, also known as who may or may not be my dear sweet mother, who would certainly not appreciate it if we lit a box of fireworks in her house. Yeah, say the, I don't know if my little brother's listening, but I know it's directed to me, but let's face it, she's talking about you. Yeah, I can see it in your eyes, Justin. You're just like,
fireworks are funny. Boom! Yeah!
In those exact words, I can just see it. I love you, little bro. So let's say what's next. All right, so then we have Patrick, who says, the Wile E. Coyote, he straps some fireworks to his back, but Sonic the Hedgehog keeps putting it out. So then he gets Speedy Gonzales to stop Sonic. Then the fire goes out and he catches the Roadrunner. And then we got a first-time poster here from Christopher. Welcome, Chris. Congratulations. Your first thing got on here. Also, because you're one of the few people who post, but that's besides the point. What did he say? He says, after this, the Flash then hops onto an interdimensional treadmill to find a universe where the fireworks don't go off. Well, how about this? If you could collect the money pay off the various copyrights you would need to make such a scene, then by all means, have at it. But it's like towards the end, it just I knew it was unrealistic. The minute it mentioned the coyote catching the Roadrunner, like that just doesn't happen. Yeah, I could see all that other stuff happening. He doesn't catch the Roadrunner. But whatever, happy to see a post from Chris. Happy to see a new post, that's all good. Oh, and last but not least, it'll stop being stupid and show me it. We have Garrett. There you go. So, Garrett, so he said that he once heard about a girl who had a firework accidentally fired at her, setting her dress on fire. She was fine though. Okay, so that's, at least she was okay. Okay, yeah, that might be a little more worse than the getting hit in the face or whatever. Oh, would you look at the time though? Huh? Just lost everything going on with my talkings of the politics and stuff. So let's get going then to our last piece of novelty music. Coming us from the wonderful animated show that is Animaniacs. So, Animaniacs, it was a animated program from the late 90s and the late 80s and 90s animation renaissance, as it's known as today. Ran for 5 seasons, a highly influential animation and show. You know, it's considered one of the best. You know, it's up there with the greats in children's programming. So, or that they did have a few songs that were they were educational. You know, they were silly. You wouldn't really hear, but they were educational. And I think the big one everyone remembers is the one where Yako does all the countries. Though that one wouldn't really work because a bunch of those don't exist now, because this was made in like 95 or something like that. So instead, in honor of this election in all of our states and our electoral college and all that, we're going to go get some education. Just in case any of you didn't know about the 50 states, here it is, Wacko's 50 states and capitals.
Here goes. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Columbus is the capital of Ohio. There's Montgomery, Alabama, south of Helena, Montana. Then there's Denver, Colorado, under Boise, Idaho. Texas has Austin, then we go north to Massachusetts, Boston, and Albany, New York. Tallahassee, Florida, and Washington, D.C. Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Nashville, Tennessee. Elvis used to hang out there a lot, you know. Trenton's in New Jersey, north of Jefferson, Missouri. You got Richmond in Virginia, South Dakota has Pierre. Harrisburg's in Pennsylvania, and Augusta's up in Maine. And here is Providence, Rhode Island, next to Dover, Delaware. Concord, New Hampshire, just up with jaunt to Montpelier, which is up in Vermont. Hartford's in Connecticut, so pretty in the fall. And Kansas has Topeka, Minnesota has St. Paul. Juneau's in Alaska, and there's Lincoln in Nebraska, and it's Raleigh out in North Carolina, and then there's Madison, Wisconsin, and Olympia in Washington, Phoenix, Arizona, and Lansing, Michigan. Here's Honolulu, Hawaii's a joy, Jackson, Mississippi, and Springfield, Illinois, South Carolina with Columbia down the way, and Annapolis and Maryland on Chesapeake Bay. They have wonderful clam chowder. Cheyenne is in Wyoming, and perhaps you make your home in Salt Lake City, out in Utah, where the buffalo roam. Atlanta's down in Georgia, and there's Bismarck, North Dakota, and you can live in Frankfort in your old Kentucky home. Salem in Oregon, from there we join Little Rock in Arkansas, Iowa's got Des Moines, Sacramento, California, Oklahoma, and its city, Charleston, West Virginia, and Nevada, Carson City. That's all the capitals there are.
Alrighty. Gotta love it. Getting all educational and stuff. It's just great. So now next time, if your life depends on knowing all 50 states and their capitals, and you will live, and they'll be like, how did you survive? You can just be like, I learned it thanks to Dr. Novella. You should give him large wads of cash. And they'll be like, well, we don't got no choice now. We'll do it, guys. So, we're coming up to the end here. So, we're in it with our last piece of novelty news. And I do feel bad. We're going a little off schedule here. So, I know we got another people coming up in 5 minutes. Say they do... They do the same thing as me. It's kind of like a talk show with music and stuff. They'll probably give you some more info on the election. You know, last time I checked, they don't even have half the states done yet. So they could probably give you a little more info on stuff like that. So we're going to end it out with our good friends at NBC telling us the news.
There was quite a mess in the streets of Tokyo after a traffic accident. Police say a 58-year-old man accidentally drove a small truck into a pipe connected to a fire sprinkler, and that sent fire extinguishing foam all over. He'd been driving on the second floor of a parking lot when the crash happened. The fluffy white stuff ended up jamming up traffic. Firefighters spent nearly 2.5 hours cleaning up the streets. Fortunately, though, no injuries were reported, according to police. For NBCNews.com, I'm Alex Witt.
Gotta love it. Yeah, the must say, I didn't think Japanese fire hydrants had foam in them. You know, like the stuff you find in fire extinguishers. So the, yeah. Like the, if you look at the video and you see all the foam, and it's like, whoa. Well, that's certainly not something I'd see in an American street. But, you know, we don't need to go over the one of many reasons why Japan is crazy. So, with that, we're coming towards the end here. About 4 minutes, we're going to have next people come up. So, I'm going to give them time to get ready. You guys have been watching Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour. I'm Dr. Mill. I hope you guys had a good time. I had a good time. I voted earlier today, first time. I got to vote presidential election. Super happy, fun, joy, awesome, all that kind of stuff. I encourage you guys, if you haven't voted, vote yet. You know, just so you can be all like, hey guys, I participated in our democratic system and all that kind of wonderful stuff. With that, hope you guys all have a wonderful time here on Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, here on radio.dominican.edu.
Come away, little lamb, come away to the slaughter, to the ones appointed to see this through.